I didn't wash my towels for years because the logic...
Wait a minute, no! We're not running past that. Hold on.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice.
Where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
If you've got a question but you're scared to ask, just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
Woo! It's the real deal, Phil the Thrill. I think I'm going to stick with that. I think it's a good radio intro.
What, Phil the Thrill?
Real deal, Phil the Thrill.
Real deal.
Back in the building. You see that?
Back, and we got Joe Russell, producer Joe Russell.
Joe the Muscle Russell.
Ooh, what am I? Turner the what?
Turner the White Sparks.
Hey!
Turner the White.
We did that a couple years ago. My niece, she was like 7 at the time. She came up with nicknames for everybody in our family. And it was like Father Time, Mother Space. Mine was the man with back issues.
Wow.
Uncle Turner, the man with back
issues. You got back issues?
I did for a while, but that's why I don't drink anymore. Alcohol.
Alcohol gave you a bad back?
I don't. So no doctor. This is witchcraft. Doctors will not. They're like, I have no idea if that's correct or not, but whatever, it worked for me. Once I stopped drinking alcohol, and they went away within like 2 months, and I had back problems for 5 years.
Meaning like you couldn't fuck, you couldn't walk?
What do you mean? I couldn't walk down the street. Like it would back spasm, and then the sciatica through the like old
the
man
nerve,
stuff.
That nerve. Oh yeah, the nerve.
Through down my legs. I couldn't play sports. Within 2 months, I was long distance running again.
Wow.
I've stopped drinking.
That's crazy because my girl has a bad back. Like she actually had a spinal fusion surgery because I accidentally broke her back. And not sexually. I know that's what y'all thinking. Damn, the brother really packing.
Pile driver?
No. I actually played a prank on her where I scared her and she was already having back problems and I scared her one morning.
Oh my God.
And her vertebrae crunched.
What?
It shattered two of her discs and one got lodged in her bladder. It was a whole fucking thing. Dude, I felt so bad. Like, cause it was just a simple
How did you scare her? With like a body spin?
So she at the time she was already having back issues. And so before when she'd wake up in the morning, she'd have to stretch for like 30 minutes.
That's what I did.
Before she could even move.
Like, same.
Because he would do so stiff.
Yeah.
Well, one morning, coming from a show at the Lantern early in my career.
One morning?
Yeah, it was like 4:30. it was like 4:35 in the morning. I'd been out after shows doing extracurriculars. And so I remember my girl had a morning shift that morning because she was a server. And so I came in around 4:30. I was like, I'm going to get everything right for her. So I put coffee on. I started making breakfast for her. I was like, but is it by then she had gotten in the shower. So I was like, everything's set up. I was like, but I'm going to fuck with her a little bit. So I snuck into the bathroom with a cold cup of water.
Oh, no.
And I dumped the water over.
Oh.
But the shock of it, because she was still half asleep, she jumped and her back, she straightened her back just instantly off the jump. And since she wasn't stretched, it crunched and like two of her discs shattered.
Oh.
It was so bad.
Did she slide in the bathtub?
Like hair curling scream, like to the top.
How did she not leave you?
Well, here's the thing. As soon as she screamed, I was like, baby, it was cold water. It was cold water. And she was just literally laying on the
shower.
She
didn't even know you were home.
She knew I was home, but she didn't know I was going to dump water. So she screamed when her back broke and she just like fell out and laid in like on the floor of the shower. And I was like, babe, it was cold water. Cause I thought it burned her. Like I was like, no. And she was like, my back. We had to call the ambulance. They had to literally, and we lived on a 6-floor walk up at the time. So they had to carry her down on this stretcher on 6. It was so bad.
Did she make her shift?
No, shithead. She was out for the count for like weeks. The hardest part was calling her white family. Like,
so, why did you just say race?
Because I didn't want.
Would a black family be cool with that?
No, but I did as the brother. I didn't want her to think like I beat her and then like, hey, no, she fell. She fell. No,
OJ situation.
I wanted them to know like, I played a prank. Like, you know what I mean? As a brother in a white, injured white girl, and this is like a severe injury. I didn't want them to think like I got handsy or rough.
Gosh.
And then we were just playing it off as a back injury.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So I was like really nervous about
how'd
that.
How'd they
like,
take it?
They're like, well, luckily the doctor was, when he told us, they're like, this isn't your fault. Cause I felt like shit. Like I felt so bad.
Sure.
I was like, dude, I can't believe I did. He was like, honestly, he was like, this is best case scenario. He was like, because the way her back was.
That doctor's a G.
Yeah, he was like, the way her back was, He was like, this was bound to happen at some point. He said the worst case would have been, he was like, that this type of injury, if the subway would have slammed on brakes hard enough, it could have been the same type of compression that would have shattered that, and you would have been on the subway crawling, screaming, help for help. So he said the fact that it happened at home, you really couldn't have asked for it because you had help right there, and you had and I was like, well, thank you, Doc. We probably saved
you saved
at least
you.
5 years in prison.
Well, you saved your relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was really nervous. I was like, they coming for me. Yeah, the brother.
I don't think alcohol is going to fix that.
I don't either. And but the thing is, she's been to like four doctors now. And they're like, you just have to wait for the nerves to grow back. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. I'm like, and they gave you a degree.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to. Anyway, we got on.
Let's
topic.
Get to the show.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. This is a little game we're going to play called Black for a Day.
No.
Or White for a Day.
It's called For a Day.
It's called For a Day. Would you tell me three things you would do if you were white for a day? And I'm going to tell you three things I would do if I was black for a day.
Okay. I put this on my phone, but I think I can go off
the top. Should we go one for one?
I think we should go one for one.
Okay.
First order of business if I was white for a day. I'm talking shit to the police. I am going so hard at the police because I've seen that white person. Mm, and when I say I've just been in awe.
Yeah.
Absolute awe. Now, here's the crazy part. I actually know, like, maybe one or two white dudes have had their ass whooped by cops.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It was so long overdue by the time they started whooping on them. I'm like, the fact they didn't kill you was just God's gift because we wouldn't have got that grace. Like, you deserved your ass beaten after all the shit you talk. That I want to walk up to a cop like...
Yeah, what do you want to say? Say, I'm the cop. Excuse me, Mr. White Man.
Are you fucking joking me?
Well, just hold on.
No, no, you fucking hold on. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's lower the temperature.
My dad will fucking own you after this.
Well, I don't...
What's your fucking badge number?
You mean Mr.
What's your fucking badge number?
Mr. McConnelly? I know him. Down at the station.
Your retirement pension is because of my father. You work for me. I love that.
On second thought, go along your day.
Exactly. Well, you're fucking, like, I've seen white people like, what's your fucking badge number? He's like, you have no idea who you're fucking with.
The badge number thing's
the
crazy.
The badge number is crazy.
I would say, I would never. I've seen cops pull me over. It's 10 and 2. The hands are on the wheel. Yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you want.
Oh, you living your life as a brother.
Here's my.
You got to take
it. I was always told to do that.
Black people are telling you this.
Yes, sir.
Your hands up so that you're not looking, you're
embrace
not reaching for anything.
Embrace y'all's privilege. Y'all can have both hands in your back pockets.
Okay.
They're going to be like, oh, what are you scratching? Don't care.
Maybe I should go buy a gun so I can have my hand on my gun when he comes.
Oh, he's like, what is
I
that?
I didn't know I could do
he's
that.
He's like, what is that, a 9mm? He's like, oh, he's like, you want to hold mine?
What are you working
That's
with?
He's like, you want to hold this? It's pretty cool. Dog, I'm telling you, the whole bag, because the thing is, they give it to them. I've seen one, and they're like, 954-321.
Oh,
you're
the
like,
badge number?
You're like,
it's wild.
I've seen black dudes do the same thing. They're like, step out of the car, please. Step out of the car, please. You don't ask me fucking
You've
questions.
Seen a black guy ask for
I've
the
seen,
badge
I've
number?
Seen a black dude do
That's
that.
Ballsy
And
as
I was
hell.
Like, you know what? You got to respect it, because you're going to get whooped today. But I respect the motherfucking gangster.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I
But is this online you're talking, on the internet you're talking about? Or have you seen this in person? Like, have you been at a party?
I've never seen anybody ask for a badge number online. Who would you be talking to?
No. Like,
is there
a
cop hotline?
No. I'm talking about like on a video.
Oh,
like
no.
TikTok.
No. The reason it was so terrifying is because I was in the passenger seat. So I'm like, oh god.
And the white guy was driving the car.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're going to shoot me as an example.
And then what'd they do?
Gave him his badge number and gave him a warning and said, he was like, speed down, man. The thing is, you can't even ask cops questions as a brother. Like, I've done it. I was like, why did you pull me? He's like, I'll fucking let you know when I want you to talk. That's what he said. And so then, me being a brother, and I know how I was raised, I'm like, he's one of them cops. So I just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I know black people. They were like, that's my cousin. He was like, well, you know, you'd be good as a slave because you scared of white people. That's my cousin said to me. He's like, you know, you'd make a good slave. Because, you know, black people, you know, one thing black people always say, like we look at old videos, old movies and their slavery. The one thing every black person says is, she couldn't be me. We all say that no matter what slavery movie we watch. Like, she couldn't be me because I'm running the first day. My cousin says the shit that was so funny. He talking about y'all swear. He's like, you the same motherfucker scared to pull out your phone at work, but you would run away. I was like, well, that's a fair point. They pay my bills. He was like, exactly. He was like, you can't be a gangster and scared of the man. He said, the ones who ran away, they don't have 9-to-5s because it's the same type of hierarchy. I said, so you're telling me I'd be a house nigga? He said, you'd 100% be a house nigga.
Can I tell you?
I do make good lemonade.
We do the same thing, but the opposite.
What do you mean?
When you watch Roots, you go, oh, you're looking at the white people and you go, that guy doesn't look like us, does he?
Y'all say that.
There's no way that could be one of...
The fact that you've seen Roots, I am so proud of you. You know Alex Haley's Roots?
Kunta Kinte?
The way you said it was racist. Kunta Kinte? they took his foot and they called him Toby. Okay. But no, I didn't know why people did that. They were like, I could never.
Oh no, you're terrified that they're going to be like, they go, what plantation are we on? We're on the Sparks plantation. Oh God. Oh, don't say Sparks.
There was definitely a Sparks plantation.
And then they're whipping them, doing the SPs. Hey, you know what I mean?
You know what's so crazy?
And you're going, no, stop, stop, stop.
The fat.
Just be any other name.
That's how you know black spankings come from slavery. Because black parents do that when they whoop you. Like they spell out the name? For me, it was Bible verses.
Oh.
Psalms 91.
They pick a short
as
one?
I walk. Well, Psalms, the whole book of Psalms is long as hell. So no, if they go to Psalms, you in for a long ass whooping. Yeah, and Psalms 91, that's like 7 minutes. Yeah.
I will fear no man.
Can we get Revelations, please, in this shit?
We get a haiku.
Right. Give me an onomatopoeia or something. No, that's the truth. That's so crazy because I forgot. White people and black, like older black, they used to say, I told you. Now you'd be like, how long? Is this a run-on sentence? I'm going to need some grammar.
Oh, my. They do it to the beat?
Yeah, you know, they do it to the beat. We know we got rhythm. Oh, every hit God. Is on the cadence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. All right, so that's the first thing you would do.
Yeah, first thing I would do. So that's the first thing you would do. Cuss at the police.
Go cuss at the cops. Here's what I would do first. I would be the...
Say the N-word.
Absolutely not. I would be, good guess, but I have no interest
well,
in
every
that.
White person I know, they're like, I just want to say it one time.
That's so weird to me.
It is so weird. Why do you want to say nigga so much?
Yeah, it's there's no, I have no interest in
which
that.
Which lets me know y'all say it when you rap in the car with the doors closed, I mean, and windows
I
up.
I knew those kids who did.
It's, did? They still do.
They probably still
it,
do.
It doesn't grow out of you. Nigga doesn't grow up.
I don't have a car, so.
Oh, so at your home.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. I don't have a car is a crazy rebuttal to that. So many other places it can be used.
Like you said, in the car. I haven't ridden in the car since high school.
Whoa, never in the car.
When you live in New York City.
Watching BET, 100%.
Here's what I would do. I would be, okay, if I was black for a day, I would be the black guy Republican on Fox News. That's the first thing I would do. Because that guy, it's the easy, it's such a path to success.
It's not easy.
Yeah, but if you just want money.
Yeah, if you want money.
You can be the YouTube guy.
Oh, you mean be a sellout?
Yeah. I would be a full-on sellout.
There's always money in being a sellout to your own people.
It's like the tough way is to work your way up through what you... Because...
You know, the slave driver was normally black. So, yeah, there's always money in being a sellout.
To be that one guy...
To tell the masses...
Like, I don't think, like, fill-in-the-blank Republican is a racist. And then they go, see, he doesn't think he is, so
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, you're going the Candace Owens route. Yeah.
Candace Owens is who I was looking for.
That's who you're thinking of. Yeah, you're going that route. Yeah, yeah. It's not as easy as you think.
I don't think all Republicans are racist.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. My father was black Republican and when I say black Republican, a lot of people get it twisted. My dad never voted for Donald Trump, but my dad never voted for Obama either. So that's when I say black Republican. Like I came from a comfortable family.
Yeah.
So Republican kind of suited my pops a little more than the Democrats. So.
Candace Owens is the perfect.
Candace Owens.
That's who I would be. I would be like, because she goes wild into like.
She was like, well, the cop shot him. What did he say?
What? Yeah.
And you're like, bitch,
what do you expect him to do? Even white people are like, oh
yeah,
my
even
God,
white people are like, tone it down a bit, bitch. We like you already. Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
All right. What was the second thing you would do?
Second thing I would do if I was white for a day, I would cuss at my mom. You know, y'all known for doing that shit. You know, this is bullshit, Shandon.
Yeah.
And you're like, you call your mom by her first name? We don't even get to the cussing part. The first thing you call your mom by her first name is like, damn, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But then when you told her you're getting on my nerves or like, why are you being, I remember one of my white friends, she's like, mom, you're being a real bitch today. My ass cheeks started sweating off. I was triggered. I was like, how bad is the beating going to be for you? Like, she going to kill you? And she was like, Connor, you know I hate when you talk to me like that.
And then, she leaves and he goes, and close the door when you
leave. Yeah, and bring us some pizza rolls, bitch.
A lot of close
yeah,
the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, a lot of close. You know, in my family, you couldn't close the door. Closed doors weren't allowed.
No matter what?
No matter
what. What if you're studying or something?
First of all, my mom's like, you ain't never been that damn studious. Why would you be closing the door? Yeah, never happened. Yeah, so, my mom said, until you pay bills in this house, ain't no closed doors. Everything in here is my shit.
I had a buddy growing up. He called his grandma a bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, what
in front of you?
Fuck? Yeah, I was so
Let me tell you, when you make white people uncomfortable with the disrespect, you've hit a level.
I mean, I'm going to say again, none of that ever happened in my household. You're really? Not. Oh, my gosh, no. I can see kids doing it. I mean, I do see kids doing it now to their like 35-year-old white parents, yeah. you know, and it's like chaos.
Yeah.
But I never, I saw friends do it to their parents growing up.
Back in the day, yeah.
One specific family I'm thinking of, and the kids are lunatics now.
Yeah,
100%. They're adult, like, yeah. maniacs.
Let me tell you something. There's no structure when the inmates got the keys. So you got to remember that.
All right. Second thing I would do, I would wear, or no, I let's go with this one. I would get my hair cut at a black barbershop. 100%. 100%, because
Turner,
it's not a world that we live in. Is the black, but I hear so how cool it is.
I know so many white guys who go to black bar, and they're not like Eminem blacks, as y'all call them, wiggers. They're which I hate the word wigger, by the way, but they're not those type of white people. They're regular white people, because black barbers have to know how to cut white hair. Most white barbers don't have to know how to cut black hair. Like, you go into Supercuts, the only time I've ever been butchered is because some late babysitter took me to Supercuts. It was a white babysitter, and I'll never forget it. The whole feel felt wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
black barbers. Turner,
so I can go now.
I will take no. I
as a white
God,
man,
no, I will take you to a black barber, and it's not going to be like you're not going to have a tape up, and they can cut that shit. Just I do. Matter of fact, I have to take you.
I'm let's
take
go.
You, I will take you to East Harlem. We're going to go to my barbershop.
In 100% in.
Yeah,
we'll I've always wanted.
And
to
we
go.
Don't even got to get no Patreon shit. I'll just take Turner just so y'all can see how good he looks.
I don't know if people know that. I didn't know I could go. I thought it was one of those things that's like, stay out of our
we're not allowed to put white blacks only in our shit like y'all used to. So,
no, but I didn't
we allow
was,
everybody.
I thought it was assumed. I thought it was implied.
No.
So I can go. All right, I'm in. Yeah. 100%.
Oh, that's a done deal, Turner.
Right, yes! I'm serious.
Let me know the next time you want a haircut, and I'm like, come with me.
All right, sounds good.
I got you on that.
Last one.
If I was white for a day, I would pet random wild animals.
You would pet random wild
like
animals.
Like y'all do?
Like deer?
Deer, anything that's wild.
Elk.
There's no fear with y'all when it comes to species.
Snakes.
Wolverines.
Anything. Wolverines?
You know, they're like, you see the teeth on him? It's so cute. Y'all have no fear. Y'all have no fear when it comes to animals.
Are Wolverines real?
Wow. Maybe I am more educated. You're right. Don't ever be the smartest
Wolverine
person. Wolverines are one of the most vicious animals in the animal planet.
The guy from X? What's it called?
Well, where do you think he got the name Wolverine from?
I thought it was
from?
like a centaur, like a made-up animal.
Sometimes, you know what?
Like the human head on the
buddy, look,
horse?
Wolverines are one of the most vicious fucking animals in the
is
animal
it a type
kingdom.
Of wolf?
You know what makes Wolverines so impressive is their skin is very elastic, very stretched, and they have razor sharp claws and teeth. They're one of the few animals that when they're getting bit that they can turn around while they're getting bit. If they're getting bit, they can turn around and bite you while they're getting bit. Most animals
can't. And you think we just go up and pet these things?
I've seen it on Discovery.
White people just go up and pet them. Oh, you're talking about like the crocodile hunter guy? He's dead.
They replaced him within a month.
Oh, they got a new hunter?
You don't watch National Geographic? There's plenty of y'all wearing khakis and touching shit. They're wearing khakis and touching shit.
Phil, yeah. Do you think having white skin tames beasts?
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's just going up to Wolverines.
I think there's a calm that y'all bring to animals.
I didn't even know Wolverines existed.
I think there's a calm that y'all bring to wild animals.
You need an Australian accent. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you little Wolverine.
That's New Zealand.
How do you know?
It's Kiwi.
What?
That's a Kiwi.
That was a dead-on Melbourne accent.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come over here, you little snake, you little Wolverine.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. The last thing I would do if I was black for a day, I've always wanted to do this my whole life, but I know it's the wrong thing to do. I would wear a dashiki. I've always wanted to wear a dashiki.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, white people wear dashikis all the time.
You can't.
It's fucked up.
You shouldn't do it.
But actually, you could.
Nancy Pelosi did it.
I remember that over COVID. That was one of the most cringe things our U.S. government has ever did when the entire, what was it, the Senate or
Congress?
Oh,
it was Amy Schumer's uncle. What's his name? Chuck Schumer did it. Nancy Pelosi.
They all wore dashikis and like took a knee. And I was like, this is hell on earth.
Like a Kaepernick knee.
This is on hell on earth right here. This is when I knew I was like, COVID is a serious thing because people have lost their
and
mind.
The actors started singing, "We Are the World."
Yeah.
We are the world.
Dude, you remember COVID? There was so much weird shit. I remember seeing one video.
People lost
COVID.
Their brains.
There was a group of white people that wanted to apologize to blacks for all the harm they did. But since they couldn't give reparations, they made all the black people in a town line up so that they could wash their feet.
Oh,
do you remember that?
God.
And I remember watching that saying, I would have lost my shit. So you mean to tell me I don't get my $1.2 billion that the government owes me, but instead I get clean feet from white people?
And then at the end of they go, ta-da.
Yeah, yeah. This is as good as we can do.
I hope that's enough.
You're right. I was like, dude, this is fucking
nuts.
We've
done all we can.
Yeah, that was a COVID was wild, bro.
Speaking of doing all we can, that's it. We'll be back. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute with your black and white advice, questions, and answers.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back with your black and white advice questions. If you want to send us in a question, go to blackandwhiteadvicepod@gmail.com. Fire away questions.
Y'all been sending some good ones, so keep
Yeah, you're getting great ones, great ones. All right, first question. This comes from Adam in the East Bay of San Francisco. I guess the Bay Area, Northern California. Why do white people smell bad when we are wet? He asks.
Baby, if that ain't the million-dollar question we've been trying to figure out since we got to this country. So I don't know if y'all know this. Some white, because clearly I'm assuming Adam's a white dude.
Adam's a white dude.
Yeah, I'm assuming because that's one of our like trade secrets. Like only certain white people.
I don't think all white people know that.
They don't. And black people talk about this all the time. Even my mom said when I first got with my girl.
They teach this when you're a kid?
Oh my, they don't teach it to you. You just hear it.
First time you go to a white kid's house, no, it's gonna smell.
No, you just hear it growing up. You know what I mean? Like it'll start raining and then. Yes, yeah, so it's when it rains. That's the same.
I thought it was like jumping out of a pool or
no,
something.
No, we're talking about normally when it rains. No, so not if you're submerged, but like if you're just get wet.
Yeah, okay.
That's when the smell comes, when you dry. It's like, and I remember even my mom said it before she knew my girl. She's like, you got a white girl? She said, what you going to do about the house after it rains?
When it rains?
I was like, you know what I mean? Cause
it's an umbrella.
It's a known thing. Like my grandma used to say, she was like, well, you know, they smell like golden retrievers when it start raining. White people have this smell.
I was
going to
ask, what is the smell?
It's like a dog smell. Like
that's
a dog.
So racist.
But it's 100% racist. Yeah. It's probably one of the most.
You smell like dogs.
You smell like wet dog. And yeah, well, it's like, and so sometimes black people get that smell if they've been outside for a run. They're like, oh, that smell like white folks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's racist.
If you
shit.
Hang around too many white people, you smell like it?
Well, I remember everybody was like, so what's your house smell like? You just Febreze all the time? I was like, they were like, because you know how they get. You know how they get.
I think I have the answer.
What, well, you have a lot of pets.
No.
It's dander.
It's, we're not, I blame our towels. So it's not. It's,
are y'all not doing regular laundry?
We're not as often as we should.
Lord.
I didn't wash my towels for years because the law.
Wait a minute, no. We're not running past that. Hold on.
No, because I'm going to
wash your towels for years.
Not a long time because not as often as you. Because here's the deal. The logic is you take a shower, right? You clean. Your towel's clean. You wipe yourself off with your towel. It's clean on clean. It's still clean. At the end of it, it's still clean. There's no, at no point does it get dirty. And so then
you don't
wait
know how, like,
a month or
works.
Two in, like the mildew.
A month or two?
Mildew builds. And then I think what you're smelling is mildew from.
Mildew sets in after a week?
No.
When you leave a damp towel up in that bathroom and it's moist and foggy and then it dries. Then the next day, somebody else takes a shower. It gets moist and dry. Mildew takes no. You, first of all,
no.
It does. It does. Turner, have you ever been doing laundry and left some clothes in the washer overnight and forget to put them in the dryer? By the next morning, they smell like mildew.
Yeah, but those are like soaking wet.
What do you think mist is? It's Misty in the math room.
Well, I'm giving the explanation. I've changed my ways now.
God.
Turner, how long now do you both wash your towels? Like
when once
you,
a when, week.
Okay, so you have a new towel every week?
Yeah.
Once a week. Once a week.
Okay.
I'm on it once a week.
Thank you.
But my wife's Chinese. She kind of whipped me into shape with that.
Well, no, that's what I mean, because they don't fuck around either.
And we didn't meet till I was 34.
So she had to break a lot of bad habits.
The first 34 years.
Turner.
So you're drying off with stinky towels.
With, it has your skin cells. It has the scales that the cells that didn't get off in the, when the scrub.
Yeah.
Those are getting
So you're
on
coming
there.
In out of the rain, and you're just putting like a mildewy towel.
Right back on you.
That's, yeah.
And then y'all think spraying Axe on it changes things. But you can't put funk on sweet and think it's going to change up. Now you just got a sweet funk. You know what I mean? It's but you know,
who said that, George Clinton?
No, Phil Duckett. But I like where his head's at. But Turner, the thing is, I don't know if you realize how blessed you are. Between
thank you
growing up with a communal toothbrush and once once every 2 years changing towels.
I've gotten a lot of hate mail about that.
The fact that you haven't deteriorated in real time is just mind-blowing.
Still doing all right.
You should have been dead years
ago.
I
have a second reason.
Okay.
Why we smell, like you said, like wet dogs.
Airbuds.
Airbuds. Okay, white people... swim more often. Hold on.
Hold on.
In, let me finish.
In lakes?
In dirty bodies of water. Because a lot of growing up white is a series of challenges and dares from friends. Right. And so it's like, hey, when you're six, it's like, hey, you want to be friends with somebody? Well, they're like, I dare you to swim across that sewage dump. And you go, yeah, I'll do it. And then you do it. And then at the end, you have a new friend. But if you don't do it, you're the nerd and you're out, you know? And then when you get to college, it's the exact same thing, but it's because you're drunk and you want to get in the fraternity or whatever you want to.
So that's when y'all be like fucking goats and shit.
Yeah. Because a lot of our time is spent. Yeah. So then you smell like the sewers.
So the sewer that you swim in at swamp. Six, you still smell like when you're in your 20s.
No,
so
no, I'm you saying you continually.
You're constantly swimming in sewage.
Constantly swimming in sewage.
To prove your worth to people.
Yeah. So at six, it's because you want a new friend. But when you're in high school, it's because you're drunk. And then when you're in college, you want to be in the fraternity. And then, I don't know, I never worked on Wall Street. I assume they continue the dares.
Yeah.
So that there's it's a two-pronged. It's the towel and it's the sewage
swimming.
I'm going to
be honest with you. I feel like your second reason is complete horseshit. But the towel part definitely seems like it has some legs on. Like,
next question. This is from Nancy. She says, good afternoon. I'm a 57-year-old white woman from Waterford, Michigan. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
I have a bad hip. I wanted to ask if it's too late to make my Facebook profile pic a black square. Thanks and have a good weekend.
What does having a bad hip have to do with that?
I think she's trying to say that she can't, I don't know, maybe she can't march or something.
I'm like, what the fuck, Nancy?
I don't know. She
I have a
in.
Bad hip.
She just wanted us to know she
I
has
have
a bad
hip, but can I be a BLM ally?
I think that's it. With a she threw in the bad hip for some reason. I'm assuming that's why. I'm assuming it's...
Unless you want me to know that her brother broke that hip. Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It could be any reason. But anyway, she has a bad hip. Old people say stuff.
I have a bad hip. Can I be your friend?
Is it too late to do the black square on Facebook?
I mean, I guess it's never too late, why would you do it now? You know what I mean? BLM was proven to be a scam. The guy's already gone getting indicted for stealing money. And he was like an albino black guy. So I'm like,
was he?
Yeah, he was albino. The leader of the BLM who got charged for stealing money is like albino as fuck. And I'm like, y'all should have known something was up with that to begin with. You need a little darker tone to be that big of an ally. I had some questions.
He bought like a bunch of mansions, right?
Yeah, he bought a bunch of shit. And I'm like,
where did the money? And I believe it's hard to know what you watched. If it was like, is this real or is this propaganda?
Right.
But what I saw was they said to him, well, you said you were going to be donating this money to black people.
He's
right?
Like, I am.
His answer was, I am black people. So I donated it to myself.
And we were all like, we need to see some paperwork.
I mean, even if he is, that's the craziest
thing.
It
is crazy. Even if you
time.
Are black, he's like, so you don't want to spread the wealth amongst the blacks.
So you should have told people you're giving, the money's going to me.
Yeah, for real. But
maybe
not.
She doesn't, maybe that news didn't make itself to Waterford, Michigan.
Well, yeah, she might be in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP. And that's, man, they don't have too many brothers up there, no way. So she's fine.
All right, so she can do it.
Yeah, why not?
Mr. I mean, I don't see
empty gesture. We'll take
empty gesture. We'll take she has a bad hip.
Yeah.
What else? Bad hip kept
my
to
fingers
do?
From working. Yeah, Nancy, we get it.
She subscribed to our show, so maybe that's all
well,
she
no,
has to do.
No, you're an ally.
Yeah, there you go. Next question. Jesse in Park Slope, Brooklyn wants to know, Phil, why do a lot of black comedians go by a nickname on stage and not their real name? And did you ever think of using a stage name? If you did, what would it be? And that last question's for both of you.
Well, I think when it comes to a lot of black comedians is most of us have nicknames on the street regardless, like just in general. You know what I mean? So it's not like something they made up. Normally it's what they're called in like their neighborhood or something. So they just take us as a persona. And so I think Barsley is like a persona. So when I have this name, I'm living the persona and that's not really who I am.
Oh, like Earthquake.
Earthquake. Would be one. R.I.P. Kool-Aid, a great comedian from Detroit. He passed away years ago. But like, no.
What about Shucky Ducky, Quack Quack?
I used to watch him on Comedy Central. Everybody thought, like, they're like, that's a Shucky Ducky. I'm like, I used to watch Shucky Ducky.
I love Shucky. What about Hamburger?
Hamburger.
Love Hamburger.
You remember before he blew
up? I heard he kills.
He does. But before Cat Williams blew up as Cat Williams, he was called Cat in the Hat. That was his stage name before.
Okay.
And then he changed it to Cat Williams, and that's when Pimp Chronicles took off. But people don't realize Cat Williams has been doing comedy since the early 90s. He used to be on Comedy View, and he was Cat in the Hat. And
what about Godfrey? Godfrey's is that just always, his first name? He only goes by Godfrey.
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're just performers, entertainers, and it's like, especially in black rooms, it's hip. You know what I mean? That's what they call me on the street. That's what I go with.
Did you ever think of having a stage name?
I didn't ever have to think of one. I had a stage name. When I first started stand-up comedy, I went by Philly G.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, as you know, my name is Philip Gentry Duckett. But I thought I needed a little street cred to have a little razzle dazzle. So I went by Philly G. And matter of fact, not only did I go, but not I didn't. I was going by that before. It was like an alter ego of mine before comedy. So to the point where I had a 2004 white Cadillac DeVille and my license plate said Philly G on it. I used to get pulled over like twice a week. They either thought I was a pimp or they thought I was selling dope. I used to, Philly G on
worth license. It though for the car?
Huh?
Worth getting pulled over twice
a week?
Well,
in a caddy, motherfucker, yeah. With Philly G on the back, nigga? I'm icy little bitch. But I went by Philly G. And matter of fact, my very first time on stage, no, second time ever, first time ever filmed, on YouTube is under that name, which
Billy
I never told
anyone.
I never did because you can't find it unless
here's
you know
my
to look
question.
For.
Because your stand-up special is out now on YouTube. When is Philly G going to put out a stand-up special? I think it needs to be two totally different characters.
Like side A, side B cassette tapes?
Yeah.
Like Phil Duckett.
You got Phil Duckett on
Philly
one
G.
side, and then Philly G's like the real
raw
stuff.
I don't know if y'all are
stuff.
Ready for Philly G. Well, that's the problem. How raw are we talking? I'm talking pregnancy raw because I'm going to go crazy. But no, Philly G was my name. And yeah, if you happen to listen to this and go type in Philly G and YouTube.
It's still out there?
I never took it down because nobody, because I switched. When I moved here,
Two L's?
P-H-I-L-L-Y-G.
What about D.C. Benny? That's a white guy stage name.
I feel like D.C. is his initials.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I know his name. He's from Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
But D.C. Benny, I know personally. He started in black rooms.
Yes.
D.C. wins.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Ben
he couldn't just be Benjamin Watarski. He was like,
No.
Because they'll be like, who the fuck is this white boy? So he was like, I'm D.C. Benny.
We got D.C. Benny, Larry the Cable Guy.
A.G. White.
A.G. White?
I don't know if that's his initials, but I know his name is A.G. White.
Yeah. There's a few.
And he's a white dude that came up in black. He's a killer in black rooms, too. So, yeah, I think it's just like the circuit. You know what I mean? Black people just add a little frazzle dazzle to everything.
Can I tell you what my name would be if I had a stage name?
What is it?
Sugar T. Washington.
That's so fucking bad.
Sugar
Tea Washington.
I used to get called Sugar Tea in high school.
If you were a cocaine dealer, I said
I was sweet. I was a,
you know, that's my boy Sugar Tea.
I was
the
a
best.
Sweetheart. They call me Sugar Tea in high school. And then Washington is because of obviously Booker T. Washington.
Oh, so thank you. I think your name would be T. Sparks.
T. Sparks would be all
right. T. Sparks is hard as fuck, right?
Is it? That's all right. Maybe that's better than Sugar Tea.
You know my boy T. Sparks shut that bitch down tonight.
That's better too, because the people who didn't like me in high school when I went by Sugar Tea, they called me Fruit Tea.
Well, they were really good at Fruit Tea.
Fruit Tea was I didn't enjoy as much.
That's good writing. That's good writing.
Turner, I first thought your last name was a fake.
People often think my last name's a fake name. Yeah. No, it's a real name. Tyler Sparks, my brother, Myrna and Gary, the parents.
But it comes from the surname Sparrow.
It does, according to that thing outside. Look at that! Phil knows! We have the crest out there.
I know my heritage.
Next question. Rebecca in Seattle, Washington wants to know, she says, I'm a white liberal school teacher. I'm looking at my school calendar for this year. And is it weird that white people are getting the day off also for Juneteenth? So I guess what she's saying is,
y'all should be working and we get the day off.
Yes.
To reverse she's what wondering. Y'all did.
Yeah, it seems odd to her that white people get the day off for Juneteenth. Is that weird? Is her question.
Weird? Yes. Like shocking? No.
It's absolutely. I don't think white people should get the day off for Juneteenth.
I mean, they shouldn't, but
we caused the issue to begin with.
Yeah, but have white people ever missed a chance to make their life easier?
And now people are taking the day off. I had it happen a month ago where I went to get my I went to the doctor and I went to get an X-ray. There's no X-ray machine in the place. They didn't tell me until I already paid the money. I paid $25. They go, yeah, go get an X-ray in the back. I go back there. There's no X-ray machine. And so I start getting upset with the lady. There's no X-ray machine. And she's a white lady. And everyone in there is white. And she says, excuse me, sir. It's Juneteenth. Can you lower the temperature a little bit? We're all celebrating Juneteenth. And like almost like it's Christmas. Like right. Someone would be like, it's Christmas morning. Can you just bear with
can
us?
Can we have some peace?
I think she gave me the bear with us.
Yeah.
It's Juneteenth. Can you bear with us a little bit?
Mind you, 2 years ago, y'all didn't know shit about it.
No one knew anything about Juneteenth.
Didn't give a fuck about it.
No, there's no one, and these are all white people. I'm like, why are you? Okay.
Because any chance white people can make their life easier and still get paid for it, why would they give that up? Of course we celebrate Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday for
Christ's sake. But it's because of the end of slavery, which was caused by white people.
They don't care what the reason is. They just know they ain't going to have to work.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you. And that's the type of energy you need to keep because it is ridiculous. It's a damn shame. But hey,
I can't guarantee I'll keep
it. Let me tell you something. When you make the rules, you can do what you want.
It's ridiculous. But I don't think anyone should get, if you cause the problem, you shouldn't get the day off. That should be a basic rule of holidays. Oh. I don't think British people should get the day off 4th of July. I think in America, they should all be working.
Right.
I think every store, when you go into a store on 4th of July, because stores need to be open. We need to buy stuff. Yeah. We're barbecuing. When you go to get hot dogs, hello. Welcome.
You want them to talk in a British accent?
Well, no, I want real British people.
Oh, you want them to ship them in for the day?
Sure. Or the ones who live here. There's British people in our country.
That's true.
I think white people should work on Juneteenth. I think Brits should work. I've seen them celebrating 4th of July. It makes me furious.
Well, I think that was a great episode, Turner, because I think we really tackled some things.
But we have one last thing to do.
Fact checks.
Yeah. White Lies and Dark Truths with producer Joe Russell.
You pretty much nailed it. I was trying to find some kind of information about this white people smelling because, you know, I'm self-conscious.
Have you typed in, do white people, why, what
yeah,
did it say?
People say, I'm going through Reddit and it might be a lotion. It might go back to lotion.
Y'all don't use it, so we ain't gonna put it on lotion.
So, like, if Phil, you're obviously covered in lotion right now as we speak.
You're obviously covered in lotion.
Well, you've already established that on the air.
So, when you get wet, it reactivates the lotion, and so you smell really good. But Turner's got nothing. He's dry.
I got mildew towels. It reactivates the mildew towels. All right, that is the episode.
Dude, the rebuttal, because I come at you a lot racistly, and the thing is, you're a great sport, but your fans that are going to start writing in, they're going to have some of the meanest black shit to say, because they're like, you don't ever come back and feel like, what is he smoking?
Oh, I know. And I'm know.
And I can't wait for those, because I'm going to crucify.
My fans? Why are you calling my fans?
Because I feel like we're going to split them right down the middle.
Oh, boy.
And everybody loves us, man. What a great episode.
Stay black.
Stay black, baby. Stay blessed. Love y'all.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, cause they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice, but you can't think twice when giving black and white advice. Black and white advice.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.